Now, Storm Ashley is crossing Ireland today, bringing heavy rain and gale force winds with possible coastal flooding and high tides. Some flights to and from Dublin Airport have been delayed and a small number of cancellations have occurred due to high winds. There's also been some power outages in the west and midwest of the country, but the impact on the electricity network has been modest, according to ESB Networks. Let's talk now to Keith Leonard, National Director of the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. Keith, good afternoon and thank you for joining us. What is the situation like now at the moment?
Thanks very much, Justin. So at the moment, the effects across that western seaboard are quite intense. The storms kind of picked up early this morning, it's died down a little bit, but one of the features of this storm is it's going to intensify and move up a gear in the afternoon. So we're likely to see those continued kind of dangerous conditions across all coastal areas for the remainder of today and early into tomorrow.
But up to now, there hasn't been a huge amount of damage, has there? I know there's been a small number of power outages, but widespread damage, flooding, that type of thing, that hasn't occurred.
No, a small amount of overtopping across those, but we were watching kind of Galway and Limerick in particular, and thankfully high tide went off there this morning without too much damage. But we are looking at probably even a possibility for higher tides. And again, the wind's even picking up for the evening tide. So we're still not out of the woods yet on this. I suppose another key feature, Justin, really of this storm is even in those yellow areas, we're getting quite gusty winds. You said yourself there about the cancellation of some flights in Dublin Airport. So very dangerous travelling conditions across the country. And people who are out travelling by car today, just to take a bit of extra care, slow down and just be aware of those very gusty conditions and kind of hit the side of your car quite suddenly and just be prepared for that.
All right, Keith, thank you very much. That's Keith Leonard, National Director of the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. We're back after the break with the latest on the US election campaign.